This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with President of Iran Masoud Pezeshkian and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. They discussed about the current situation in detail. The talks came hours after the United States carried out airstrikes at Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that he reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward and for early restoration of regional peace, security and stability. Earlier in the day, in an address to the nation this morning, U.S. President Donald Trump described the strikes on Iran's nuclear site as a spectacular success. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated U.S. President on his decision to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, Iran has strongly condemned the U.S. military attack on its nuclear facilities, calling it a grave violation of international law and the United Nations Charter. The Iranian Foreign Ministry termed the strike a brutal act of aggression and held the United States fully responsible for the consequences. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, confirmed there has been no increase in radiation levels after the U.S. strikes on nuclear sites in Iran. Later, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi, in a social media post, has said the agency will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow in light of the urgent situation in Iran. In another development, Iran executed its most significant missile barrage of the year against Israel early this morning as part of Operation True Promise 3, targeting Ben Gurion Airport, biological research centers, and command and control facilities. More details from our West Asia correspondent.
At least 23 people were wounded by Iranian missiles in Haifa. Israeli officials report at least 18 Iranian missiles penetrated Israel's missile defense systems, representing what sources describe as the highest percentage of successful hits this year. Iranian missile barrage consisted of approximately 30 ballistic missiles, according to Israeli defense sources. The Israeli Air Force has launched immediate retaliatory strikes against military targets in western Iran, with officials confirming that they targeted missile launches that were prepared to launch additional projectiles towards Israeli territory. Israeli forces also struck Iranian armed forces personnel and successfully neutralized the launches responsible for the morning missile attacks against Israeli cities. The risk of a full-scale regional war in West Asia is growing rapidly as tensions between Iran, Israel and the United States threaten to spiral out of control. The fallout will not be limited to the battlefield. Economic disruption on a global scale is seen as a near certainty if the hostilities escalate further. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The Strait of Hormuz, a vital artery for the world's oil and natural gas, could be closed or partially blocked, causing oil prices to surge dramatically and triggering inflation across major economies. Global supply chains would also suffer, with shipping routes through the Red Sea and Persian Gulf rendered unsafe. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in a social media post, has described the U.S. attacks on Iran as a dangerous escalation. In another development, Nepal and Sri Lanka have expressed gratitude to India for assisting in the evacuation of their citizens under Operation Sindhu from conflict-hit Iran. Meanwhile, a total of 1,117 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran so far. In a major breakthrough in the Pahalgam terror attack case, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two men for allegedly harboring the terrorist who carried out the attack. In a statement, the NIA said that the two men, Parvez Ahmed Jothar from Badkot and Bashir Ahmed Jothar from Hill Park, have disclosed the identities of the three armed terrorists involved in the incident. The agency further stated that the accused confirmed the terrorists were Pakistani nationals affiliated with the proscribed terrorist outfit Lashkar-e-Tayyiba. Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Sciences University and Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Raipur a short while ago. This forensic science university will be built in an area of about 40 acres at a cost of about 400 crore rupees. Mr. Shah reached Raipur this afternoon on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh. In the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, host England were 244-4 against India in their first innings on day three at Headingley in Leeds a short while ago. Earlier, England resumed their play at the overnight score of 209-3 against India's 471. And that is the end of this news bulletin.